Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, before we get started, I just wanted to remind you about the survey that we're running. It's at forever35podcast.com/survey, and your responses will help inform upcoming content, topics, guests, and it'll just be super helpful for us if you fill it out. So please do it. It's at forever35podcast.com/survey. Okay, here's the show.
Hey friends, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And please remember, we are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And here we are.
We're still talking about serums.
Still three months in. Still going. Here we are.
So much to discuss.
We haven't solved serums.
No.
In fact, we've made it more confusing for ourselves.
I think we might have. Whoopsie.
Oh, well.
Silly us.
Whoops. Why did we think this was a good idea?
I don't know, Kate. Hi. It's great to see you.
Hi. It's great to see you. I have been enjoying putting things on my face.
Your face looks great.
I put like highlighter on my cheekbones today.
Uh-huh.
No reason.
Yeah, but you have like a lovely flush.
Do I have a glow?
You do. You have a glow.
Yeah. I've just been like playing around with stuff.
Is there anything new that you've been trying that you want to mention?
You know, this is kind of a weird plug, but Be Glowing sent us a palette, which I've never...
It's a beautiful palette.
Yes. I've never owned a palette.
Uh-huh.
Have you owned palettes before?
It's not for a long time.
Okay. I've never... Like the people who purchase a palette to me are kind of on this makeup next level for me. Like
right,
I look, sure. I admire them. I don't know what to do with a palette. I'm like a one shadow color person.
Yeah.
But this palette has fun colors.
It's beautiful.
And they have this little highlighter zone.
Uh-huh.
So I was playing with that this morning with the new brushes I bought.
Uh-huh.
And I even threw out my old, it's hard for me to throw out stuff even when it's approximately 20 years old.
I totally feel you on that. You are leveling up.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I just flying high?
You sure are. Wait, and you know what? That palette that you love so much, that is part of next month's newsletter giveaway.
I was going to say. It's really pretty.
Yeah. So.
And the colors are sparkly.
Yeah. No, it's really nice. This was, by the way, this was a totally impromptu mention and plug.
We're not.
And organic. So.
We're not. We did not script this moment. But that was what I opened. I was like, oh, look at this. I'll open this and play with this highlighter.
Yeah, so you're going to want to sign up for the newsletter.
Really cool.
To be eligible for that palette. Anyway, but you know, something I was thinking about, Kate, as we were kind of prepping to get going here.
The pod prep,
it has become a little bit easier because we are getting more organized.
You know, it's
and this is a challenge for both of us.
For both of us. I'm fascinated by our shared disorganization, although I would never assume that about you.
Ditto.
But it is a challenge.
It is a real challenge.
And you can see I also have my personal organizing tools, my like date book, the bullet journal, which I don't really bullet or journal. I just list to-dos.
Well, you know, remember I said I bought a planner?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not working for me.
It's not working for me. There's something about it that it's just I don't know if it's the layout or
I've done the thing I do with this planner where I use it for like a month and then I drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not really working. But I posted in the Facebook group saying, hey everyone, like
please help
project
us.
Management is not either of our strong points. And
we decided to make a project.
Yeah. And it was starting to get a little overwhelming. Like we had, I felt like we were just sending a gajillion emails back and forth.
Yes. Google Docs getting confused.
Google Docs was getting very overwhelming. And I was like, we need a new system. And a lot of people responded. Turns out a lot of people love project management. But that's the thing. People. You know, it's like, when you work for someone else, it's often someone else's job to like make sure the trains run on time. And yes. I was always like, I am not a person who knows how to make the trains run on time. I'll let someone else do that.
No way. Yes. You come in and your boss or your supervisor or manager has the system.
Has the system. And we were like, oh, we don't have the system.
Nope. No system.
So a few people recommended a bunch of apps, a bunch of websites, and we checked out some of them and we landed on an app called Asana that...
You know me, I love to...
I do, and I appreciate the... That's how I know you really like it.
Tender sigh.
Yeah, so we've been using it for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and it's helpful.
I think it's not perfect.
No, and anytime you start using a new program or app, I feel like your brain has to like adjust to how it runs.
Yes.
So there's a lot of like, how do I use this? Where am I clicking?
Totally.
But it's a really handy way of staying organized with another person.
Yes. It's very collaborative.
Now I wonder, because I've kind of started thinking, should I start just working in Asana for my own personal self-management?
Well, Kate, it's funny you say that.
We are really delicious dishes.
We are right vibing
now.
Today.
We are in a zone.
The other day, I was like, man, I have a lot of like little tasks and errands and things that are due in my personal life today that unfortunately have nothing to do with you.
Look, I'll let it slide.
But I was like, I am going to create a project in Asana that is just what I need to do today, private to me.
Yeah.
I did not share it with the company. The company
which
being
is
us.
We call ourselves the company in Asana.
In Asana.
You have to title yourself
we are
the company.
And let me tell you, I got everything done.
Okay. See, I might start doing this.
It was great. And like, yes, I could just create a note or a task on my phone, but I kind of liked having it in, like now in my brain, Asana is like where I go to see what I need to do.
Okay. I might need to get more into this.
Yeah.
Because I would love, this is where I could use some listener feedback. I have never found a way to manage tasks, an app to manage tasks, which
Kate,
I think we found
ditto.
It. But on my phone, I've downloaded and paid for so many different apps.
Oh, me too.
And none of them work.
Things. Yeah. Wonderlist, like
to-doist.
I mean, you name it. Yeah. I have tried it. Even tasks in Gmail.
Totally. Tasks in Gmail
doesn't work.
No.
Don't and like it.
I'm amazed at people who can like use the notes app because I get all lost in my notes. I was just in a meeting this morning trying to take a note and I was like making a new folder and it was all confusing. So I don't know. I would love to know people's organizational systems.
Yeah.
Because I know for my own life, I have like Kate personal, my kids stuff, which has to be broken down into like school activities, camp. Then I have Kate work,
and
I have
are these all in Google Calendar or where do these live?
They're all just floating in my head. And then I write, and then what
sure.
I do is in my little writing book, I list. So I just list. Mm-hmm. And what I probably need to do is make separate lists. But what happens, Story, is that if everything is not right in front of me, I'll forget it. So yeah. I need all the lists on one page.
But that's what I mean about now in my brain, Asana
is where everything is.
And it's all in one place. And we have shared projects that
are
your
individual.
Both of us. And then I have my individual things. Now, the one thing that I don't like about Asana, and you and I have discussed this, is there's no two-way sync with Google Calendar.
Right, because I use Google Calendar pretty religiously.
So you can sync your Asana calendar with Google Calendar.
But not the other way.
But you can't sync your Google Calendar with Asana. And I went deep on some internet forums. This has apparently been a long-term, ongoing issue with Asana that they claim they can't fix.
Come on.
They keep blaming Google. And then Google's like, there's all these other apps that do it.
Yeah, because I sync a lot of apps with my...
So
yeah.
I don't know if it's something about their back end or what it is, but... And there was a minute where I was like, I checked out Todoist because they do have two-way sync, but I didn't like it as much. It's not as good for collaboration. So back to Asana we went.
Yeah, so our calendars are just separate.
Yeah, so the but what you can do is... In Asana, you can set a due date and it'll send you a reminder.
Well, that's helpful.
So at least if there's like a task, I don't know, you might end up like, I feel like you might end up double dipping. Although I don't really use my Google Calendar for like tasks. I use it for like meetings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you have like a thing due, you don't put it in your Google Calendar?
I do. But I could put it in my Asana calendar.
But then you have two calendars.
I know,
going
and that and gets... that and that I feel like is going to be problematic.
That stresses me out.
But you know, I think so far, at least in terms of like prepping the podcast,
yeah, it's
made it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because I was able to, this is probably interesting to only us, but I could put files right into Asana.
That is what I really like. The other thing that was starting to drive me crazy is I felt like we were starting to have like a gajillion Google like shared spreadsheets to keep track of various things. And then I was like, wait, which spreadsheet was this on? Where does this live?
In my brain, I don't know if this is just me getting older, but I have such a hard time like keeping track of where things are in files. And
totally.
The other thing that's getting really hard for me is that if I don't write down something, like write down, respond to this email, I forget. I don't do it.
Yeah.
I just have zero memory anymore.
Or if I don't respond right away. And then what will usually happen is like days later, I'll be thinking about something else,
Dory,
that will remind me of the thing. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to respond to.
Yep.
Yeah. See, our brains the work the same.
God, I mean, that's either a great thing or a terrible thing. We're either screwed or on top of the world.
Exactly. I mean, I guess it's good in the sense that like, I think if I were a super project managey person and I was doing a project with someone like myself, it would drive me insane. But because we think the same way, we're both sort of like,
two Muppets. Yeah. No, and I would be curious what people do to make their lives organized.
Yes.
I mean, especially now that I'm juggling.
You have a lot.
Well, fucking, I tell you what, I don't know if I realized before I had kids, so much of having children would be essentially being their like producers of their lives.
Yes.
And managing what's going on in their lives and their need. Was I dumb that I didn't, I knew I would have kids and we'd have to like sustain them, but I didn't realize it would mean like, I don't know what I'm saying.
I have thought about this actually. Obviously I don't have children, but I've thought about like, I feel like maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I feel like my mom made her labor invisible. You know what I mean?
Oh, this could be, I mean, now this is a topic.
Yeah. Like it wasn't like she was like, ugh, I can't believe I have to take you guys to swim team practice again. You know what I mean? It just happened.
Yeah.
And there was no like, there was no anxiety or angst about it publicly.
And your mom also worked full time, right?
My mom worked full time, sort of like a full time, part time.
Right.
Like she worked until about 2 p.m. So she was always like chauffeuring us. But my dad traveled a lot when we were growing up. And so there would be weeks at a time when she was alone. All I'm saying is that I think I definitely, as a child, like took all of that for granted. And I've talked about this with my sister, who was on the show.
Great interview.
And, you know, our parents like didn't go out. They came to every swim meet, like they were there. And now I'm like, holy shit, that's a lot of time and investment. And
it's a lot. And don't have to be there for every single thing.
Of course. But
it is. I know you look at them and you're like, I had no idea how much you were sacrificing.
Exactly.
Oh,
which I guess like everyone probably goes through when they become a parent.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
But I don't know. Sorry.
Anyway, like, so how do you keep track of all the stuff?
How do you keep track of all the stuff?
With kids, without kids, it's you. Every human has a lot that they're juggling.
Yeah. Not to, I mean, and I imagine for you too, it's all, it's not just like the act of getting them somewhere. It's also like emotional needs. Oh, and like, it's just like a lot.
It is. And so, and it's not to say that I don't enjoy
it. Of course.
You know, but it's, but it just, it requires a lot of like mental, keeping on top of a ton of stuff. And I'm not, because I'm not inherently able to stay organized, I have to really work at it.
Yes.
So you know what? Chime in, listeners.
So let us know. You can let us know by voicemail at 781-591-0390. You can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. There's also a contact form on our website, forever35podcast.com, if you prefer that.
We can talk about it in the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. A new subgroup was formed this week.
Like three more.
A sensitive skin rosacea subgroup.
And a sober subgroup.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just get one out. Okay. We're really, I don't think I'm hungry and that's why I'm so hyper.
Yeah. I don't know. Also, like, you were in Minneapolis. Maybe I traveled. Just absorbing the LA vibes. And also just a reminder that everything we talk about on the pod is always on our website, forever35podcast.com. Thanks to our wonderful writer, producer, what do we call her?
Guru
Amber.
Yeah, she's posting lots of content.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, her candle corner is...
Oh, I have her candle
her
burning
candle
in my house right now.
Her candle corner is lit.
Oh, Dory.
Sorry.
That was a really good 2018 pun.
Thanks, Kate. You can also follow us on Instagram at Forever35Podcast. And on Twitter at Forever35Pod.
Our guest today is natural beauty expert and makeup artist, Jessa Blades.
So Kate, today we have a very special guest.
I'm very excited.
Jessa Blades. Hi, Jessa.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
So Jessa is a celebrity makeup artist, but she is also an herbalist and a wellness expert and pioneer in the natural beauty movement. I mean, Jessa was... I remember this. Jessa was doing natural beauty before most people knew what a phthalate was.
That was very good, Tori.
Thank you. Anyway, so well before, I'm going to read Jessa's bio. Well before entire media platforms were dedicated to dissecting the toxicity of the modern woman's beauty regimen, Jessa was busy testing and developing her very own clean beauty line of skincare and herbal tea.
Which I love.
Jessa launched Blades Natural Beauty in 2008, marking the beginning of a 15-year journey to educate and empower women to heal themselves and their skin from the inside out using food, herbs, and the best products available. In addition to coaching her clients one-on-one through simple plant-based beauty and food routines, Jessa has expanded her practice to workshops and masterclass trainings to educate and inspire with a focus on wellness, cannabis, natural beauty, Ayurveda?
Yeah.
Perfect. Ayurveda. And food as medicine. And her work has been featured in the New York Times, Vogue, Well and Good, Glamour, Mind Body Green, Refinery 29, and Into the Gloss, to name a few. Welcome, Jessa.
Yay.
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 We are so glad to have
so
you.
So excited. I have to say, I met Jessa at your apartment like a few years ago.
Yeah.
And you introduced me to a brand I'm very loyal to, which is RMS.
So happy to hear that.
And I love their eye polish. Yeah. I have talked about it already on this podcast.
Yeah, you talked about it on a recent episode.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was a workshop you did for a bunch of my friends. And it was really amazing. So thank you for doing that.
Yes, and thank you for doing this.
And thank you for doing this. I've known Jessa, we've known each other for 10 years, more than 10 years. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. Time flies. And I've always looked to you as like a beacon of natural products.
Aww.
Yeah. And also you've done my makeup.
That's true.
For a wedding I went to and it was beautiful and yeah, You're very special.
So
can you tell us a little bit about how you got started on this natural beauty journey, especially as you, as we said, you know, as you said in your bio, it was kind of before a lot of this stuff was trendy.
For sure. Yeah. So my original background through college was art and psychology. So I was a psychology and art major and really interested in self-esteem and the beauty and psychology connection, and also studio art. So I was in the art room making art with color and line and composition. And it was a 300 level theater makeup class was my first class, where we learned how to make people look old and like the Kiss makeup, sort of look for those, the musicians in the Kiss band. We learned how to do that. And I learned how to make people look like a lion, and didn't like any of it. I was like, I like pretty makeup. I like, you know, really playing with color, but not in the way of character makeup. Mm-hmm. And so I finished that class, which was the only class I could take at college that was sort of with makeup as a focus. And I went to makeup school in Canada after. So I graduated college, went to makeup school in Canada, and I did a fashion and beauty degree. I mean, this was so long ago that now it's really cool. In New York City, you can go to makeup school, but there wasn't a makeup school in New York City then, which is wild.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like, do you want to do animatronics or do you want to do special effects makeup? And again, I was like, no, I don't like bloody makeup. I don't like robots. I just want to, I want to work with women, and I want to work with fashion designers, and I want to work Fashion Week, and I want to like do really creative collaborative products with other artists and make and use makeup as a tool. And still using line and color and composition. So that's how I got into that. And then from there, I was working in fashion, and I still do. I still work in fashion, still work in the commercial world, and was struggling with my own skin. So I was, you know, working on set as a makeup artist. I worked at times behind makeup counters, and I was just having the most dry, sensitive, allergic skin. No dermatologist, no allergist could help me. And so I started to play around with making my own beauty products. And around that time, I also started hearing that there were toxins in beauty products. And this was over 10 years ago. And so there were no real websites. There were no real books. I had to sort of piecemeal my own education then, and was really interested about the activist side of the beauty industry. So realizing that the FDA, which is still true, does not regulate personal care, realizing that we have to become our own best advocates, and thinking then that we could change legislation. So like if you change legislation, then you can go to the store and shop and be healthy. So I got really into sort of the non-toxic natural beauty movement 10 years ago, and no one wanted to talk to me about it. I would go to cocktail parties and people would say, oh, you're a makeup artist, cool. Like, do you like this lipstick? Does this look good on me? And I'd be like, I like it, but like, could I change it? Could I find you like a German brand like that's in Europe, and maybe we'll switch it and get you a healthier one? And they were like, you're no fun. I just wanted you to say if this was the right red for me. Like, so I started to educate myself more and work to really educate other women about the toxins in beauty, and got really depressed, honestly. It's if when you start to really do a deep dive in anything food related or environmentally related or personal care related in the toxin industry, it's pretty horrifying what's out there and what people are using and not knowing about, and soil health and recycling and plastics and the oceans. I mean, all of it is pretty horrifying. So I was dating an environmental writer at the time. He was writing about climate change, and I was writing about toxins in unborn fetuses, and we were miserable, and it was not a beautiful, fun time. And I went to Vermont, and I started studying plant medicine with a wonderful woman named Rosemary Gladstar. Everybody go look her up. She is sort of the founding, most recent sort of herbal godmother that we have, sort of brought the Western herbal movement to consciousness in the 60s and 70s. So I started studying with her, and I realized, oh, like, I don't want to talk about nasty ingredients all the time. I want to talk about beautiful honey. I want to talk about beautiful rosemary essential oil harvested in a sustainable way. I want to talk about these really sexy, awesome, natural plant-derived ingredients and focus my attention on that, and then just on all of the nasty stuff and the chemicals and all that bullshit. So that sort of switched my focus, which was wonderful, and started to learn about plant medicine and how it can heal, balance, and support the body. And that's how I wove in sort of the the makeup and then the skincare. And then it was like, how do I help with stress? Because all of my clients are super stressed that I work with. And I work in a really stressful New York City environment. And so using plant medicine and food as medicine has been a really amazing way I have found to make it a lot easier and honestly look better, which is also very important.
Nice bonus.
Yeah, nice bonus.
And your skin looks great.
Thank you. Yeah. I healed my own skin.
Yeah.
I used to have the worst skin, and it was something where I stopped saying that I had sensitive skin. I mean, whenever I teach, I say, raise your hand if you've been told you have sensitive skin. And the whole room raises their hand. And I, ladies, I don't believe in sensitive skin. Mm. What?
Just insensitive products?
I believe that your skin is communicating.
Oh.
And I believe that your skin, your largest organ that we're slathering with all these products, is trying to communicate either some imbalance, some irritation, whether it's a food, an internal thing, perhaps a pharmaceutical reaction, or perhaps a product that's not working. And it's not like you that's the problem. It's the stimuli or maybe the stress that's the problem that's causing it. But to look at it as this like beautiful teaching tool and not just like, I'm a mess. I'm too sensitive. There's something wrong with me. Again, it's my fault. I'm just a, you know, like a victim here. And it's, no, it's like, this is beautiful information. So I like want to flip the sensitive sort of skin conversation.
And how did you heal your own skin? What was the cure is the wrong word, but what was the solution that you came to?
I started to be really gentle on my skin. I stripped away everything I was using. I started to just use, what I actually now make is my skincare cleanser. So it's just chickpea, ground chickpeas, and then milk powder and some flower petals. And depending on how I'm doing it, I would wash my face with that and then sometimes add a little bit of face oil and massage it in there and massage my face with that. Really streamlined everything down. And then I just started to use oil on my skin, really gentle. Sometimes it was jojoba oil, sometimes it was olive oil. It depended on the time, but took away all of the possible stimuli that was causing my irritation. And then I worked on my gut health. I eliminated sugar. I know. Wait. See, nobody likes me.
No, but I need to get... Can I pause for 1 second?
Please.
Did you eliminate like fruit sugars?
No.
So this bag of dried mango that I have
on the table. I feel great about
that. Would be...
That says nothing added.
I feel great about that. I am not somebody who's ever going to tell you not to eat beautiful fruit.
Sure.
But like, don't eat that whole bag.
Oops. Like half gone.
Yeah. I had some.
Okay. That makes it feel better. Okay. So you eliminated sugar.
I worked on my gut health. So that mostly that's fermented foods, adding fermented foods into my life. So a spoonful daily of either kimchi, sauerkraut, kefir, yogurt, beet kvass, Rejuvelac, something you can get in Los Angeles that's really hard to buy. It's a wheat germ fermented liquid.
I mean, of course you can get that.
Oh yeah, you get it all over the city.
It's like growing on every corner here.
Yeah. You can also make it yourself. So also adding a good probiotic, being in nature more, putting my hands actually in the dirt more has helped me. That's a really good way to get sort of enliven your microbiome. I also bone broth. Was really great for my skin, and then also collagen, sort of in my morning hot water.
So you eat meat?
I do. Yeah, a lot of people assume that I'm like a raw vegan. Mm-hmm. I eat meat as medicine, in moderation, grass fed, and if you know, I really believe in the Ayurvedic belief is that everything is medicine, everything is poison, depending on who you are, when you need it, all that. To me, meat is an easy way that I can nourish my body, especially get the amount of iron that I need. Women need a lot more iron than men. And I don't personally really enjoy eating meat. I don't really like it, but I eat it when I feel really depleted. And I went to a functional nutritionist recently and was just like, your immune system, your iron is so low that like your immune system is just catching up all the time. So I know that when I eat good grass-fed quality meat, that is much better, more bioavailable than any iron supplement that I want to take.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm already.
I know. So, Jessa, when we asked our Facebook group for questions for you, because we wanted to know what our listeners wanted to know, because we get a lot of natural beauty questions that I personally don't feel qualified
or
to answer.
Or questions like... people are suddenly breaking out as adults. They're having, they've gone off birth control, or they've had a reaction. And like, not only are we not experts, but we're not dermatologists, right. We're not makeup artists, we're not skin care specialists.
Right.
And I don't know the,
So we kind of wanted to know what other people were curious about, and we got a lot of questions. So this is certainly not everything, but a lot of these were questions that came up repeatedly, or questions that had a lot of comments and likes. And so, I think the most popular question is about natural deodorant.
Totally.
Everyone wants to know, what is a natural deodorant that actually works?
And then there was also the baking soda thing, which is another question with natural deodorants. So, yes. So I get asked, so I have a holistic healing practice where I work with skin questions all day long. And in my practice, it's natural deodorant. It's pretty much I just talk about sweating. I through that work, I have realized that people sweat really differently.
Yeah.
So some people just don't sweat a lot, and some people sweat a lot. But for everyday ladies and gentlemen, it's good to sweat. It's healthy to sweat. Now, your sweat smells different depending on what you've been eating, how you've been, your hard living that you've been doing, how you've been, you know, have you been like drinking a lot, doing lots of other things that are not super healthy, you will smell different. So I think also that's important to mention. Also, when you work out, you don't really smell bad. That's just like you're just, you know, moving fluids through your body, but you're not, that's not always when you're smelling bad. So it's really interesting to like sort of talk about sweat and smelling. What you want to do is deodorize. That's what we're really trying to do. So you want to, when you sweat, the bacteria that grows under your armpits, that's what we're trying to deodorize. So I can give you a couple brands. Mm-hmm.
Find it depends on the fabric that I'm wearing.
For sure. For sure. And I find that when you clean up your diet, when you start to be healthier, you smell better. And smelling is also so important, right? Like it's pheromones and, you know, like when you're dating a new person, like I want to know how they smell.
I don't mind a musty armpit smell on a person I'm attracted to.
As we have discussed several times on this podcast, I don't wear deodorant.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
And
I do.
It's...
No judgments.
No, none at all. But I was just like... You know what? I don't actually think I smell bad. And I don't, I'm not a big, like in a day-to-day situation, I'm not a big sweater. There are a few, you know, isolated times when I do sweat, but generally in the course of my day, I'm not sweating a ton.
Yeah. So,
well, and hormonally too, you'll change your smell depending on what time of the month it is.
So are there readily accessible natural brands that you recommend?
Yeah, definitely. So I really like one called Soapwalla. That's a really great one. Mm-hmm. It does come in a paste, which some people find a little bit weird, but my feeling is if you can't touch your own armpit, like what's wrong with you? Like just take a little bit and rub it in your armpit. It's not that crazy.
And I'm not asking you to
wipe it in my armpit. I'm like asking, just touch your own body, people. It's not that weird. Schmitz makes a nice one.
That's what I use.
Kate loves a Schmitz.
Oh, yeah. I got it for cheap. And you know what? The scent is nice. It lasts for a while.
And they sell it at Costco.
Most importantly.
Vapor just made a nice one, and it has a Palo Santo fragrance. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Lovely.
Meow Meow Tweet makes a great one.
I have never heard of Meow Meow Tweet, but that is the best.
Our producer is laughing. Sammy.
We're getting you one.
Meow Meow Tweet? That's a good one.
They have a lot of cats on their packaging.
That's adorable.
And they're really cute. Yeah, they're made in Brooklyn. Also, Piper Way makes a really nice one.
I don't know any of these brands. I have so much research and learning to do.
Yeah.
Do you sell natural deodorant on your website?
I do. Yeah. I sell a Soapwalla one.
Oh, cool.
I really love that one.
Great. Well, thank you for those suggestions.
Oh, can I give one about if you are without natural, without any deodorant, you smell bad and you're out?
Yes.
Okay. Go to the bathroom and wipe your armpits with like warm water, wipe them. So you have to get rid of that bacteria. And then pat them dry. And then figure out if you can find the following things. Lemon is great. So if you're at a bar, you can always ask a bartender, hey, can I have a lemon wedge, sir or ma'am, and just take it into the bathroom with you.
And just rub it.
Just like, just rub it and deodorize with the natural essential oils of the lemon is also great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then some people react to baking soda, and that's a bit of a controversial topic, and you should find an aluminum-free one. But also, you can sometimes, like, at a friend's house or, like, a cocktail party, you could maybe find baking soda. Like, in the, I just did this the other day, and I found it in somebody's fridge, and I took it out.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. Just made a little paste.
I made a little, yeah, a dusting.
Oh, a dusting.
Because I dried myself. Dusting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm...
I love that.
I'm, like, MacGyver. We need a female MacGyver.
Totally. We should.
Me.
Let's reboot MacGyver with a woman.
Yeah, and a wellness expert.
And a wellness just expert named
putting
Jessa.
Lemon wedges into her armpits everywhere.
Yeah.
I love that.
And we're going to take another quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I've drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. That sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
No.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Next question.
Yeah, let's move on to the next question.
Get it. Can I read one?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
That's why I was making eyes at you.
You
Kate.
Did give me a glance. I think this is a good one because this is something I've heard you speak about before. Do you use only natural products or do you ever make exceptions and sneak in some synthetics? This person says, I try really hard to use all natural products, but sometimes feel like I need the extra oomph from the chemicals. Where do you draw the line?
I love this question. And we don't talk about enough natural beauty. It's really one or the other. And if you need to wear your hot pink favorite lipstick that only comes in with conventional ingredients and it really looks good and you go to two weddings a year and you want to wear that, wear it, enjoy it. That's the rule. You can wear it, but you have to enjoy it. You can't feel bad about yourself or you can't say the thing that I hate when people say, oh my God, this is going to give me cancer. Mm. First of all, that's not how that works. I can explain how these chemicals build up in a body over a lifetime. We're not worried about one or two times. It's really not. It's the same analogy to if your kids are starving and you're on a long road trip, feed the McDonald's one time. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal.
Totally. Like, or maybe once a week if you're me.
Yeah, exactly. But every single day for three meals a day, like, no thank you.
Right. Moderation.
Moderation. So I think, and this might touch on one of the other questions that I saw a lot of your community asking was, like, where to start or which, or like, how do I know which can be, which is safer to do when. It's like, what do you use every day, once or twice a day, is the place to start. And those should be natural. Those should be non-toxic. You should pretty much be able to eat them. Not that you want to. Not that, in my opinion, not that I would ever eat my deodorant. I don't want to. But, like, I could. Mm-hmm. Because that is what we're worried about. We're worried about a lifetime of use building up in a system, thinking about when you started putting on these products and then when you're older and also how those ingredients interact with each other.
Yeah.
So that's what we're worried about. So like I would say I did a makeup job in Aruba. I did it for like Aruba tourism and it was 110 degrees every day. And did I use natural products? Not one. I travel with two makeup kits. I have synthetic, chemical, conventional beauty products that work really well, but they're not needed when I'm doing like a simple shoot or teaching a woman how to do her makeup for her office life. Like you don't necessarily need that long wear lipstick for your, you know, couple of hours you're sitting at your desk before you eat lunch. You don't need those chemicals. And so conventional synthetic beauty, it works well, but so does Spam, right? Spam, that meat that we keep in our fridge cabinet. And it's around forever. Like, evaporated milk works really well, but is that the most nutritious, most nourishing choice for our bodies? The answer is no.
Mm. I love that. That was a good answer.
Thanks.
So sort of along those same lines, how do we know what to believe?
Mm.
This person said, studies say that some ingredients are harmful and others say they are fine. And what should we prioritize? This person added, what ingredients should we be trying to avoid most in our product? Like, they're basically asking, what are the worst of the worst?
So again, I will say this kind of depends on the person, because one of the worst is hydroquinone, right? And so that is a skin lightening, bleaching ingredient. But if you don't, Dory, bleach your skin, then why, you know, if you don't have melasma, which, mm-hmm. You know, then why do I need to tell you about hydroquinone?
Mm.
Right. So it's like, what are you using once or twice a day? Chemical sunscreens, I know they blend in really well and we can't see them and they're not super white looking to the eye, but oxybenzone, avobenzone, those are ones to avoid, especially as we're learning more about sunblock and the needs for that. So choosing a zinc or titanium dioxide, so a physical blocking sunscreen is a lot better. Mm-hmm. And with that, I'll just say a really great option, because I know, especially in California, everyone's worried about sun care. Jane Iredale, for instance, makes a wonderful powder foundation, which is an SPF 20. So you're getting a physical blocking powder that's helping you with sun. So it's, you don't have to be like that goopy white stuff on my face. I mean, and a lot of sunblocks that are coming out now are a lot better than they used to be, than those super white masks. And anything out of Australia is really rad, because they are way farther ahead with us on, than us on ingredients and also sun protection.
Right.
Interesting.
Other ingredients, I would say, I mean, parabens, we've heard about how they're linked to hormone disruption. Mm-hmm. Those are great to avoid. I would also say, like, think about nail polish, right? Toluene, dibutyl phthalate, formaldehyde, those are in our nail polishes. There are now nail polishes that are 3-free, 5-free, 7-free of these ingredients. The other thing that no one talks about is it's one of the ways these ingredients and chemicals are getting in your body is through inhalation. So let's just say you love, again, this red that is not more natural than some others. Do your nails outside. Do your nails by a window.
How about this one, Dory? Any recipes for making beauty or skincare products at home? Also, any helpful books on plant identification, making natural products, and favorite apothecaries? Mm-hmm.
I think I'll go books, run through books, apothecaries, and then a couple recipes.
Great.
Okay. So anything by Rosemary Gladstar.
She's my person.
My love. And she will be yours too. And she's, if you can study with her, do it, because she's getting older. And a lot of these really amazing healers and elders are in their 60s and 70s. So it's a really neat time to go to. If you're interested in herbs, go to herb conferences. They're all over the country. And Susan Weed, S-U-S-U-N. W-E-E-D, Sue Sun Weed. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's amazing. She lives in Woodstock, New York. She's written a lot of books. There was a wonderful herbalist who died, but she wrote some great books. Juliet DeBerkeley Levy. She was wonderful. Phyllis Light is another great. They all have amazing names.
Yeah,
if you're picking up on
they're
that.
Like weathermen.
Yeah,
like
totally.
Like they have names that fit.
Oh, yeah.
Their...
Well, plant people tend to have plant names, like Jessa Blades.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Right? My friend is Olivia Clementine. I know a Marina Storm. It's
she
wild.
She could also be a weather person.
Yeah, she could. Robin Rose Bennett is a wonderful herbalist in New Jersey. She's great. So they all have written books. And I would then say apothecaries. I'm really familiar with ones in New York. So Flower Power is great. Remedies is great. The Herb Shop is great. Mountain Rose Herbs is sort of a national, they will ship out bulk herbs. That's a great one. I went recently to Rebecca's Apothecary in Colorado. That is a really special place. And where else do I love to get herbs? I mean, upstate New York, my friend has a shop called Good Fight Herb Shop. She actually went to college together too. Lauren Jambroni is an amazing herbalist up there. And then recipes. So my favorite recipe is for a face mask. Who doesn't love a face mask?
We love face masks.
I know, and you always probably have these ingredients. So you need raw honey, which is...
No.
Yeah.
Raw honey, like a regular jar, does it need to be like the Manuka clumpy heart? Okay, just...
No. Like, raw local honey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I can do that.
Yep. And then a whole milk yogurt, organic whole milk yogurt, and then turmeric. And you mix them together. You don't want to use a lot of turmeric, just a little bit. I have turned my face yellow.
And what proportion do you do the yogurt and the honey?
I'm not a measurer. Okay. A lot of herbalists aren't. We're just like eyeballers. Okay. But, you know, spoonful of yogurt, that would be the amount that would touch your face. And then you can do 1-to-1. You can do that same amount with honey. And then you can also just do a sprinkling of turmeric. It will come off if you do stain your face.
Okay,
but,
good to
yeah,
know.
But, yeah. And then leave that. So mix that all together and then leave that on for 10 to 20 minutes. And wash it off with some warm water and your face will feel amazing. So it's really hydrating, exfoliating. It's also, honey is a humectant, so that's really great for the skin. Turmeric is just miracle, inner and outer ingredient. We love turmeric. And you usually have those ingredients in your pantry and cabinet and refrigerator. So there's no excuse not to be taking care of your face. If you say you've run out of everything, you can make that probably.
We could do that tonight.
Yeah, probably. I'd have to run to Sprouts.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Another great recipe, which if you have nothing but raw honey, it's like a tapping mask. So you put raw honey all over your face and then you tap, like you're typing all over your face.
Mm.
And it starts getting stickier. And it's really good for moving blood and bringing energy all around to your face and sort of releasing energy and just hydrating your skin and exfoliating.
I went through a phase where I was washing my face with honey.
Beautiful.
I just forgot. I've completely forgotten about this.
I love that.
I don't know. Honestly, I just stopped. I was like, what am I doing? I don't know why I'm washing my face with this honey, but I would buy a jar of local honey.
I love this.
And that's a thing I could keep doing. I could go back to that.
Yeah. For sure.
It's that simple. Okay.
Yeah. And we recently had a guest on who washes her face with sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one. Mm-hmm. That's a great for also if you're on the go and you have a special event, you can always get a sugar packet and you can always find some chapstick and you can like make sugar scrub for your lips. Oh. If you're wearing like a long, like a red lipstick and you want it to look nice.
Mm-hmm. Are there, this is a question, but I'm going to just steal it from the listener because I'm also wondering. specific brands that you love that are products you would recommend, but also that you would use on your own skin. Like if someone wanted to take the first steps to maybe switch out some of their everyday products, mm-hmm. what lines would you recommend? Because we get this question a lot and I feel like we don't have a long list of recommendations.
For sure. So I like, and I think the tight makeup bag that just has like maybe concealer, maybe an eyeliner, maybe mascara, and like a blush or lip, like that you can wear on, put a little bit on your cheeks and then put on your lips, like a 2-in-1. Like that really tight little makeup bag, I love talking about cleaning that up. So Well People is awesome. It's spelled W3LL.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well People is great. I also really love Alima Pure. They do a lot of mineral shadows that are beautiful and really nice powders. Elia is a great one. Really great lipstick.
Someone
colors.
Recommended Elia in the Facebook group. I love that group. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. I saw that recommended. I'd never heard of it.
Let's see what else. Jane Iredale has been around for years, and I think that is a really stellar line. Their powders are so beautiful for foundation, and I sometimes use one, like a bronzier one as my bronzer, but it's just a foundation powder. So I would also say RMS is great, which we already talked about. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Love that RMS. Yep. Under eye stuff I love. The highlighter I love.
So good. Kyra Weiss is wonderful.
Kyra Weiss?
Let me see how to spell it. I always forget. It's K-J-A-E-R. W-E-I-S. Mm-hmm. Kosas is a lipstick line, an LA-based lipstick line that makes some really beautiful colors. They have this orangey red that I'm obsessed with right now. And then they also do some really cool compacts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We can find these.
Yeah. We can totally find these. Jessa, is there anything else that you think our listeners should know about natural beauty and maybe like a basic routine that you want to touch on?
Sure. Yeah. I think that it's a really nice thing to talk about is baby steps and managing expectations. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of using things up. I'm a big fan of like, I had a client who was just so excited that I was coming over to teach her about natural beauty and help her green her beauty routine. She was so excited to tell me she had thrown everything away, including her Trish McAvoy makeup brushes that are really expensive. And she wanted to start from scratch. And I said, I really wish you hadn't done that because
give me those brushes.
Yeah, like, first of all, give me those brushes. I can clean those. Those are my tools. Those are great. And second of all, you're sort of missing the point. This is not, like I said, like this lipstick that you put on twice a year is not giving you cancer. That is not how this works. It is about limiting exposure to toxins as much as we can. So we want to do that in our bedrooms. We want to do that in our food. We want to just be really thoughtful and mindful and take the best care of ourselves. So as wean yourself off of some products, move some new ones in as you finish them up, and also change your expectations. So no non-toxic mascara will ever be waterproof, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't need a waterproof mascara every day. And if you are going to a wedding and you know you're going to cry, just enjoy using a waterproof mascara that you got from the drugstore.
Right.
And you know, I think a lot that I saw on the Facebook group was about price. And I think that I know that that's a huge concern for people, but I also think that good quality ingredients, when you're sourcing well and paying employees well and paying farmers well, cost a lot of money. We see that with food all the time. So maybe it's about, there are some cheaper non-toxic natural beauty brands, but also it's about like maybe not having 17 lipsticks. Maybe you just have three. And I know that that's like sad for all of us who love those beauty cabinets filled with all the products, but you're investing in changing economy, and you're investing in like a lot of these small women owned brands, which I love supporting. And so, so just trying to think about it more in a larger way is kind of nice when sort of framing the natural beauty shopping choices.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my gosh. Can I ask one more question before we have to go?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What about skincare products?
Mm-hmm.
What about like not just streamlining your daily washing moisturizing routine, but if again someone came to you and was like, "What do I buy? Where do you steer them?" Specifically, maybe me, Kate Spencer.
Asking for a friend
who is sitting right in front of you and is not Dory or Sammy.
Yeah, got it. I would say eat more fat. I know amazing. That wasn't the question.
No, but
exactly,
that's great. But you're saying that's going to help improve people's skin.
For sure. So grass-fed ghee or coconut oil, organic in a glass jar.
Yes.
I would say that is so important. I'd also say, you know, a lot of it is about, you know, we talk about hydration all the time. Drink more water. And I say, actually, a lot of people are overhydrated.
Oh.
Which is a mess. Basically, your pee should not be clear. So it should be straw yellow or translucent yellow. You can be peeing out all of your good minerals and vitamins. So you can be taking all these supplements, drinking all this water, peeing everything out. So it's like I can tell you, I would say start with a really wonderful organic face oil. I would say if you need more moisture, maybe layer it with a bit of a face balm, something with a little bit of shea butter or beeswax. And then I would say eat more fat, eat more fermented foods.
Okay.
If you're going to drink coffee, can I tell you my favorite way to drink coffee?
Yes.
Okay. So this is also really great for your skin. So you're allowed to wake up in the morning and you have to drink warm water. You can't drink cold water in the morning. Warm water or room temperature water basically allows the digestion to start because you've been sleeping. Digestion is the root of all health and skin beauty. So you want to get your digestion going. That's why people have warm water and lemon in the morning, that kind of thing. You can have warm water or you can have just not cold water. Then you need to eat a fat, carb, and a protein.
Fat, carb, and a protein.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, you know, I can give you breakfast ideas, but, and then you can drink coffee.
I'm going to say sous vide egg white bites.
But that's a fat and a protein, but not a carb.
And a piece of toast.
There you go.
But where's your fat? I need more fat.
It's in the Gruyere.
Oh, you didn't tell me there was Gruyere.
Oh, yeah, there's
Gruyere.
Okay,
there's bacon and the ones that I like.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're talking.
But you're saying like an egg cooked in ghee.
Sure.
With a nice crusty whole grain toast.
Sure. And maybe a little kale or a little avocado or something.
There's the fat.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe some kimchi just because.
Yes. Because why not get it? Or sauerkraut.
Come over for breakfast.
That would be good, right?
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how I look at it. Basically, if you have any issues with stress, insomnia, anxiety, dry skin, all the things, basically starting your day out like that and keeping your blood sugar, not sabotaging your blood sugar, especially as women, we really need to keep our blood sugar stable. Doing that is just like, is kind of your best beauty food and your best beauty regimen to start the day.
Love that. Jessa, where can people find you and buy your products?
Oh, thank you for asking. JessaBlades.com. And also you can find my shop there. Or you can just do JessaBlades.com/shop.
Okay.
And then also Instagram. So it's just Jessa Blades. You can find me.
Great.
I'm all over the place and teaching a lot and doing a lot more online workshops, too, for people who are not in the cities that I travel to. So that's coming up soon.
And I also heard a rumor that you might be offering a discount to Forever 35 listeners on your website.
I am. So 15% off for all of you lovely listeners, and just use the code Forever 35.
amazing.
And can I put a special shout out to the tea that you make and blend and sell on your website? I'm a big tea drinker because I had to quit coffee for the most part. And I love that tea like at night. I drink a glass of that tea. I steep it for a really long time.
Beautiful.
And it's an excellent caffeine-free tea.
That sounds delicious.
You know, it is. I meant to bring some, but then I also selfishly didn't want to share it.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I'm going to go to jessablades.com and order some more.
Well, use that 15% off code, Dory.
Oh, I will. Jessa, this was a delight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for having me.
It's great to have you.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jessa is very inspiring.
She's so cool.
She is the coolest.
Yeah, I can speak from experience. Her website, her products, her advice.
Her vibe.
Her skin.
Her skin. Her
clogs
hair.
That she wore to your house.
Well, yeah, it was great to hear from Jessa, and we're here to talk about intentions. Kate, how did not freaking out go for you?
You know what? It actually went okay.
Yeah.
I was in Minneapolis to perform for the wonderful, amazing friend of Forever 35, Nora McNerney.
Friend of the pod.
Podcast. Live show for Terrible Thanks for Asking, which is an amazing podcast.
When is that airing, by the way?
I don't know, but it was such a fun, amazing experience. I could go on and on. And Nora is the coolest and the best.
We love Nora.
She's so cool. Anyway, we were snowed in. There was a blizzard. My flight out of Minneapolis was canceled. And on the day that it was canceled, I was like frantically trying to leave. And my husband was like, why don't you just chill out? Like, you're covered. You can stay in the hotel for an extra day. Like, go get a massage. And I was like, oh, okay.
You're right. I don't need to. There's nothing to solve. Like, you're right.
Right.
I can't leave. It's a blizzard. Right. I don't need to be home.
Yep.
There's nothing that I needed to attend to.
Nope.
So why not just stay in the Twin Cities?
Yeah. I mean, I saw your Instagram stories. You look like you were enjoying yourself, except when you were on hold with Delta for about 5 hours.
But that was just me being stubborn. I could have hung up at any time, but I stayed on for 5 hours and like 23 minutes.
And they never answered?
They did not answer. So you know what? Delta, if anyone at Delta listens to this podcast, I am not amused.
No.
And then also my TV didn't work on the flight home.
Oh my God. I prefer Delta as generally like... If you have to fly one of the, you know, the major carriers.
Yeah.
I generally prefer Delta, but you had a really bad experience.
It's okay. Look, it's not like I expected excellent customer service in a blizzard. I know they're dealing with a million people calling, and I was able to rebook my flight on their phone app. So there's,
All right.
I can't really shit talk.
And you made it back to Los Angeles.
And here I am.
And here you are.
So I do think, yes, I am trying to take a deep breath before I tend, you know, have a big reaction to things that might not be that big.
Through the whole thing, you seemed pretty calm, I have to say.
Also, I was taken very well care of by my hosts in Minneapolis.
Oh,
so
good.
There really was...
It's that Midwestern hospitality.
I tell you what, it is true. Everyone was so friendly. It was occasionally disarming. A wonderful server in the restaurant kept chatting with me about everything. And I was like, what's happening?
What's your angle?
And then I realized she's just a nice person. Huh. And I'm a defensive coastal monster. But it was great. I loved Minneapolis. I mean, it was just everybody who I met and who I met at the show. It was just
beyond. Nice.
Yeah. Everyone was like, truly, it was magical. The people were just amazing.
And the show
was beautiful. And
do you have an intention for this week?
Yeah. Dory.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
In the past 2 days, I've opened up the project that I'm writing and I've worked on it. I've been purposely avoiding it. And then when I think about it, it feels like this awful thing that I'm too scared to look at. So I made myself on the plane do some work.
Mm.
And then I opened it up and I started working and I was like, this is fun. I like this thing that I'm creating. Why am I avoiding it? And then yesterday I did it again, not for long periods of time, not with any huge goal.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally about 30 minutes a pop.
Great.
So I'm going to kind of keep trying to chip away, starting with smaller time periods.
I love
that.
Not
feeling like I have to work 4 hours a day.
Totally.
30 minutes is manageable.
Yes. That's great. I love that.
Yeah, it felt awesome. We'll see if I get through this week doing it. I really hope so. This is an intention I really have to stick to.
I'm into this.
Okay. And you?
Well, my intention last week was putting my phone away during time with my husband.
Because you watched Pump Up the Volume.
Because he watched Pump Up the Volume and I watched Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, that was his choice.
That was his choice.
Without your phone.
Without my phone. It was fine.
Not as good as Christian Slater playing on the
mysterious radio DJ. Not as good as Christian Slater.
Radio DJ. Did you successfully keep your phone?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great.
Now, I kind of drove Matt crazy by like every 10 minutes asking him what was going on because I haven't seen the other Thor movies and I'm not really familiar with the whole universe.
And you don't have your phone to look
at. And I don't have my phone to look things up. And he was just like, oh my God, you're so annoying. And I was like, well...
I want to become a member of this Marvel world.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I might make him watch. I was going to make him watch Heathers next.
Oh.
But I might make him watch Fame.
I've never seen that.
Oh my God, Kate, you will love it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's wrong with
it. It's so good.
I watched Reality Bites this weekend.
Oh, so that's another one I need to add to the list.
Yeah, but Dory, a lot of it doesn't hold up.
Oh yeah. I feel like I saw you talk about that on social media.
Troy Dyer is problematic.
I feel like Singles also does not really hold up.
No, she gives up so much for a mediocre, like a trash heap of a man.
Yeah.
That's essentially what happens in Reality Bites.
Ugh. We were so misguided in the
90s. I thought he was the hottest guy when
I was probably a kid. Why I was attracted to horrible people.
Let's blame it on Ben Stiller.
I'm gonna blame it on 90s movies.
But you know what? They are still great. Like it was still enjoyable to watch. But as I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, this guy is verbally abusing her. He's terrible.
Ugh, that's gross.
Yeah, but you know, the music was still good.
Totally. So this week, I haven't mentioned this on the podcast before, but my mom broke her arm.
I know, this stinks.
And
I'm glad she's okay.
She is okay.
but it was a sort of, and you know, it was one of the first times that I was like, oh, it's annoying to be this far away.
Yeah. Cause you can't just drive in your car and go help her
right.
out. Yeah.
My brother did. Good. He lives in Connecticut. Matt was like, you should get on a plane. I was like, that seems extreme.
Right. A like, broken arm is.
Yeah. My mom was like, that's ridiculous. Like she was like, leave me alone. But I was like, oh, right. I need to be better about like checking in with the parents.
Oh, that's nice. So is that your.
Yeah. So right before, you know, like earlier today, I just texted her and I was like, how's everything going? And she's at the doctor. And
okay.
Yeah. So
are you going to send her anything?
Well, my siblings and I sent her flowers.
Oh, good work.
She's very insistent that she doesn't need anything else. So like, I don't know, you know,
I know
she's been binging Grace and Frankie.
Oh, great. That's yeah, perfect for her.
I know. I was like, you should really watch Grace and Frankie. And she was like, okay. And then she's like, I love this show. So that's my intention for this week.
All right. Well, let's work on those.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, this was a treat.
This was a treat.
And I think that brings us to the end.
All right, let's sign it off. Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Kate Spencer and Dori Shafrir and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. Please leave us Apple Podcast reviews. It really helps people find our show.
And next week we have celebrity dog groomer.
Comedian,
all around wonderful human.
Jess Rona.
So tune in.